This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Yes, we all have to make sacrifices. Some people, they sacrifice their time. Some people, like Odell Beckham, they have to sacrifice some money because they cannot make 5 years, $100 million work. Even after taxes, that's $60 million. Is it $40 million in 5 years? $8 million a year. I can make that work. Josh can make that work. Let's head to the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline and check in with Michael Rand from the Minnesota Star Tribune. Randball, if you had $8 million a year over 5 years, could you make $40 million work?
I think I could do it. I don't. It would be tight, but I think I could do it. It would be tight, but I could do it.
I appreciate your honesty and and your frankness, because I think we need to say a few prayers for OBJ, because he's struggling right now. He's on the struggle bus.
In these tough times, we must remember them.
Yes. We must. Well, speaking of the struggle bus, where do we start with the Vikings? I mean, I don't even know. It's like we put everything in a hat and we just pull something out. Is it the quarterback? Is it the head coach? The general manager? I'm starting to think it's
all of it.
Yeah, I'm starting to think it's just kind of a combination. It's a potpourri of blame to go around.
I don't think they know, because at this point we're back to basics. What the thing today was like, hey, J.J. McCarthy, like, hey, stop worrying about all the footwork. Stop worrying about all the stuff we've been telling you. Just make some good throws. Just make the right reads on Sunday. We're back to that. So that's, you know, I guess it's a good message. Like, let's let the quarterback just go play. But maybe they've figured out that they're overwhelming him a little bit. But, yeah, I mean, it's not good. It's, you know, the head coach who had this great reputation with, you know, getting the most out of quarterbacks. This is his first chance to really develop a guy, and it's going really poorly. And the GM who drafted the quarterback and has drafted all these other kind of non-competitive picks, this isn't going well. I have a feeling Kwesi takes the fall before O'Connell does. And then I don't know what McCarthy, these five games are awfully important. I mean, I don't know what he can do in these five games to make you say, well, yeah, he's definitely the starter in 2026, but he's got to be competitive in these games to even make you think, hey, this is a competition next year.
Yeah, even if they're simplifying it, like, okay, you want to simplify it, make it easier for five games, but a year and a half to learn the playbook, and now you're saying that you have to dumb it down at this point. I would rather just see him go out there and struggle and continue to deal with the things that he's been dealing with, having a full playbook, because I don't want to feel like we have to go back to elementary school and relearn everything.
Yeah, and I don't know that they're like completely dumbing that part of it down, because I don't think that's so much the problem with him. I think he's pretty good at the pre-snap stuff, just like Brosmer was. It's just, he gets antsy and he starts thinking about all the things he's supposed to do, And when you got 2.5 seconds, you can't really be thinking all that much. You've just got to be, you know, make your read and let it rip. And I don't think he's been doing that nearly enough. He's indecisive. So I think they're just trying to say, hey, look, you know, all of these things we're trying to teach you are important, but none of them are more important than throwing the ball and playing quarterback. And so I you know, maybe this will help his neurological pathways. I don't know where we're at with that, but you know, anything's got to be better than what we've seen so far in these last few games, at least.
Yeah, the bar, unfortunately, is very, very low. You mentioned Kwesi. Is he the guy to fix this? I mean, I know that the confidence in Kwesi right now, I think especially after the Adam Thielen release, where you give up draft collateral to get him, you use him minimally, and then you release him, and I'm more... not necessarily upset about the use of Adam Thielen, but I'm like, why did you give up this draft capital to get him? And then just, I feel like you just kind of gave it away and didn't really get anything out of it.
Yeah, I mean, that was a weird situation. Like, everybody was like, this is a decent move. Like, they kind of need some receiver depth. You know, a guy who was pretty productive in Carolina these last couple years when he was there. So you're like, okay, maybe this makes a certain amount of sense. But yeah, they didn't use them a ton. They gave up, I mean, they gave up a fourth, but they're getting back a fifth. Like, I think it's like the equivalent of like a sixth round pick, but still, like, it's draft picks. It's draft capital you no longer have. He had 8 catches. He had 3 drops. I mean, it just didn't work. So, and it's, you know, I wrote this earlier this week, and my colleague Ben Gessling wrote this too. It's like, it's not so much that Thielen didn't work out. It's just a symptom of all of the things they've tried to do and patching holes and, you know, the draft misses coming back to continue to kind of haunt you now, or like, you didn't have ready-made wide receiver depth. I mean, you had decent depth. That's part of the reason Thielen's wasn't playing as much, but you don't have corner depth. You had to go into the, you know, go get free agents in offensive line, defensive line, like all these places that you'd like to have 24-year-olds, you've got 30-year-olds.
Yeah, and that's a big thing that I see, and we're talking with Michael Rand from the Minnesota Star Tribune on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. You brought up a pretty traumatic time in my life, and that was the 2010 season. You know, coming off the championship game appearance in 2009, we all know about that, and then 2010, it just fell apart, and the similarities between those two seasons, and yeah, that cost people their jobs. This offseason, are there going to be – can you see a case for making a move with a guy like Kwesi Adofo-Mensah saying, hey, maybe this just isn't – this isn't a good fit and we need to go in another direction?
I think it's possible. What's interesting is, like, the GMs are kind of on a different cycle than the coaches. So, you know, a lot of their work is, you know, February, March, April leading up to the draft. So – you could see something happening after the season is over. It wouldn't shock me. It wouldn't surprise me if he has another year. If they say, okay, kind of last chance that you hit on this big draft class a couple of years ago. The quarterback wasn't really your handpicked guy. This was more of an O'Connell decision. So give you a free pass on that. But you know, if they're mad enough, let's say this doesn't get better. Let's say they finish 5-12. Let's say they win one of these next 3 games against, you know, the East, and they're going to have some winnable games, Washington, the Giants, even Dallas. But those last two against, you know, what figures to be probably a desperate Detroit team and then Green Bay, like, you know, you could finish 5-12, 6-11 very easily. That's not where anybody expected them to be. They thought internally they were good enough to compete. So someone you figure is going to take the fall. And it's not going to be O'Connell. It could certainly, though, be the general manager.
Yeah, absolutely. I want to switch to the Wolves. And last night, I frame it as they played with their food last night, because that would have been a bad loss, like really bad. Oh, you're going in and you're taking
worse.
New Orleans has won 3 games. They're without Zion Williamson. And you figure you got to go to the smoothie.com king/whatever arena it is now. You got to go there twice in the next week. And you had to go to overtime to beat the Pelicans?
Yeah, and you needed a lot down the stretch just to get to overtime. You needed a couple possessions to score. You needed some stops. You needed them to miss some free throws. You needed Ant making the first tie-breaking or tying shot in the final 10 seconds of regulation or overtime.
Wild.
His entire career.
Wild.
which is a wild stat, which I knew going in, but, you know, he makes a layup, goes to the rim. That's a good move. So, they, you know, long story short, they do get it done. So, you know, a win is a win, but this just doesn't feel like a serious team right now. It still feels like a team that's, you know, Chris Finch called it out. He says we're playing like we're bored.
Yeah.
And, you know, that happens, I guess. You know, it's an 82-game season. You've been to the conference finals the last 2 years. Like, it's probably hard to get up for a Tuesday game in New Orleans and a Thursday game in New Orleans, but you know, you can make it a lot easier on yourself by taking it seriously for three quarters instead of just pouring it on in the fourth.
Yeah, you mentioned in your column today, and again, I mean, you've had a couple of really, really good ones this week. The Wolves, you know, shaking things up or playing things out. I'm a big believer right now, and especially the way that Oklahoma City is.
Yeah.
I mean, they may go 81-1 at this point. Like,
so good.
Nobody's touching Oklahoma City. I don't think anytime soon because their window's just opened.
Yeah.
This, you know, make a move for a big, you know, swing a big deal, you know, get rid of a Julius Randle for like a Ja Morant. I'm not a big fan of Ja. I think there's just too much of a risk there. But do you see this team needing to make that? Or if you were the one in charge of it, what do you do? Do you run it back or do you make a move?
I mean, it's a good guy. That's kind of what I wrote about. It's like it's hard to say just because there's so many variables. And Oklahoma City absolutely has to be part of this calculus. So I think if you talk yourself into doing something, I think it's got to be something that's not short term, right? Like you're not loading up to try to win this year and this year only. You're not going to go out and get a 34-year-old. You don't, like, James Harden, like, no. Like, you don't need, like, someone who's...
I don't think our strip clubs can handle James Harden, though.
So you don't need, unless you're, like, you know, plotting out future salary slots, things like that. Like, you're really, if you're trying to kind of expand your window and kind of find some, you know, get a little bit younger while also adding to, you know, some areas of need, it's going to be hard to do it without taking on somebody else's baggage. They just don't have a lot to, you know, Julius Randle is definitely a good trade chip, but they've got no draft capital. They've got some young players they could maybe entice people with, but, you know, what kind of trade partner or trade chip is Rob Dillingham at this point? Like, he hasn't showed you anything yet. So, like, who are they going to trade that's going to get you someone that's going to make it exciting here? I don't know.
Yeah, and I mean, if, you know, Jade McDaniels is a non-starter and Anthony Edwards is a non-starter. Yeah, like, those are the two guys. And you know, you said Naz Reid lines up in that. I just don't know, kind of without having, because you kind of put everything in your, all the eggs in the Rudy Gobert basket. Yeah, I just don't see it. I just don't see it either, Michael.
But then, like, playing it out is kind of boring, right? Like, what's your ceiling if you play it out even beyond this season? So I feel like a move. I feel like they would like to make a move at some point because there is a bit of a redundancy, even though they're not completely similar players, between having Naz on the bench and then Randle. Like, there's enough minutes there where if you can get somebody else in there playing some more, you've got an opportunity to, you know, to maybe add some depth to the backcourt, point guard, whatever it is. But I don't know what the move is, and I don't know if they know what it is either. Is it just a move to make a move? Then I'm not in it.
Isn't this just a great time to be covering Minnesota sports when we've got all these questions with all of these franchises? What are the Wolves doing?
I know. What are the Twins going to do? You know, are they going to trade Buxton? Are they going to trade everybody? I don't know.
Well, yeah, that's how I started off the show, and I'm like, okay, Joe Ryan, Pablo Lopez, Byron Buxton, are we really going down this path? Are we really even seriously considering this? And you're going to alienate an already, you know, apathetic fan base. Like, I just feel like that would be the worst thing, even if it made baseball sense. I just feel like that would be the worst message to send to the fans.
Yeah, I agree. But I don't, you know, some of it comes down to finances. And when are we going to learn about these, you know, mythical limited partners? We were told, hey, it'll be a few weeks in August. It's a lot colder out than it was when we first learned about these guys. I think on your weather update, it's
avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start. Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin, or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What, 9 degrees, sub-zero coming? This is the time where we should be hearing about the plan, not hearing about the concept of the plan.
Yeah. Well, I don't even know that they've got a concept of a plan, but I love the little drop, Michael Rand. I really love it. Hey, Randball, appreciate you, man. Thanks for jumping on with me tonight. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, you bet. Take care.
All right. There is Michael Rand from the Minnesota Star Tribune. So good. Got a couple of great columns. Check him out at the Star Tribune. Coming up next, I think we got headlines, don't we, Josh? I'm not used to being in this chair. Josh Wheeler's got headlines. That's next year in CCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.